Welcome to the program, God and Country. I'm your Bible teacher, Pastor Brad Winship. And let me begin today with a text of Scripture. 2 Chronicles 28:19. For the Lord humbled Judah because of Ahaz, king of Israel. For he had brought about a lack of restraint in Judah and was very unfaithful to the Lord. Ahaz was a king who did not follow the word of God, and because of this, he had a terrible reign. His whole legacy was a complete disaster. But not only was he unfaithful to God, because he was the king of Israel, he had a demoralizing effect on the entire nation. His lawlessness, in disregard for God's law, caused the people to become lawless. The behavior of our leaders affect everyone. What happens at the bottom is promoted at the top. Now, I plan to get back to that truth in a moment, but let me introduce you to the topic for today. The sudden increase of illegal immigration. There is a flood of children and women coming across the U.S.-Mexican border, and federal authorities are attempting to relocate and house these people in states across the nation. One detention facility is in Murrieta, California, and the residents there are protesting as the federal government is bringing in busload after busload of illegal immigrants. The protesters are complaining that these illegals are being rewarded for breaking the law. They are receiving a slew of taxpayer-subsidized benefits, housing, food, education, vocational training, legal counsel, and then most of them are being released into the United States. I have an article in front of me about a judge in Dallas County, Texas, publicly welcoming as many as 2,000 unaccompanied border children to North Texas. Another report states that detention centers are overflowing, so they're releasing up to 500 illegals every day. A congressman from Texas told the news media, "There is an incentive that if you bring a child over here, or your child by yourself, you're going to be let go." This is not the first time we have seen a surge like this, and the administration should have been ready. Now, the question we all have is, why is this happening? And why can't these illegal immigrants, being caught coming across the border, be put on buses, be put on planes, and sent back to their own country? With all the money being spent on housing and busing these illegal immigrants across the country, why not simply ship them back to their home countries? These detention centers are called processing facilities. How long does it take to process illegal immigrants? 1 minute? Where are you from? And the plane to take you back to that country is right over there. We have reciprocal agreements with these countries to take back those who sneak over the border. And this has been done in the past, so let's do it. I guess my problem is that I use common sense. But the politicians and the bureaucrats cannot practice common sense because they have either a hidden agenda or they're tied up with all sorts of legal and political red tape. The reason for these illegals not being sent back home is due to a policy enacted by President Obama. In June of 2012, President Obama sent a memorandum to Janet Napolitano, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, asking the department to defer action toward children who illegally come to the United States. And Napolitano created new department policies. The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, the DACA. And the reason for this executive action was that the Obama administration was not able to pass the so-called DREAM Act, which created a path to citizenship for illegal aliens. So President Obama moved unilaterally to permit younger illegals to stay in the country. The president's administrative policy, not enacted by Congress, gives illegals a 2-year reprieve from deportation. And that reprieve can be renewed. The word got out to Mexico and South and Central America that if you can get to America, you will not be sent home. How did that word get out? There is a network of smugglers who bring children to the United States for a price. They can charge a family up to $12,000 to smuggle a child into America. And these smugglers have been telling people about Obama's new policy, that you will not be deported, but you will get housing, food, medical, education. For these parents who are dirt poor, it's like sending your children to a free boarding school. Yes, you will miss them, but there's one less mouth to feed, and they might make something of themselves in America. But now the Obama administration has a different story. They blame the sudden increase of people crossing the border on a law passed in 2008 by President George Bush, the William Wilberforce Trafficking Victims Protection Reauthorization Act of 2008, known as the TVPRA. And that law prohibits our government from deporting minors who come from other countries, except minors from Mexico and Canada. And that law was created back in 2008 to stop sex trafficking of minors. And many argue that technically, the TVPRA does not prevent the Obama administration from sending back children who are crossing the border illegally who have nothing to do with sex trafficking, and that the Obama administration has great leeway as to how these laws can be enforced. Well, here is what's happened. In 2011, before President Obama enacted the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, the DACA, there were 6,500 illegal immigrant kids entering the country. And that has been about the average amount every year. But after 2012, when the president created the DACA, the number jumped to 13,625, almost double. And with that new law, not only are more children coming, but they're not being deported. So the government needs to house thousands of new children. The number jumped to 39,000 between last October and June of this year. And officials expect the number to double every year because the people in these countries are getting the wrong message from the Obama administration. And this is a terrible human tragedy. Our immigration system, our courts are overrun, and the current administration is not working to fix the problem. The big question is why? Why is the current administration letting this happen? Texas Governor Rick Perry said publicly that the Obama administration is either inept or doesn't care about the influx of unaccompanied minors at the border with Mexico. Perry said that he sent a letter to the administration in May of 2012 that raised concerns about the flow of unaccompanied minors, but there was no response from the administration. Perry said, "I have to believe that when you do not respond in any way, that you're either inept or you have some ulterior motives. This is a failure of diplomacy. This is a failure of leadership. The president doesn't care whether or not the borders of the United States are secure, and we're paying a huge price." So why is the president allowing this humanitarian crisis? Well, it's pretty obvious that the president wants to give citizenship to illegal immigrants in our country. And the Democrats all say that this new population of Hispanics will vote Democrat, so that there'll never again be another Republican administration. And the way the president is pushing for amnesty is by ignoring the law, overburdening the enforcement system by passing administrative rulings that illegals under 30 don't get deported. Now, the administration is asking Congress to make changes to George Bush's 2008 law, the TVPRA, so that illegal children can be deported to Central American countries. But many believe that President Obama's plan is that if they can get the House Republicans to change that law, then Democrats can tack on a much larger amnesty law when these changes go over to the Senate. The whole thing is just a way to bring about citizenship for illegals. Now, if you have a real conspiratorial worldview, President Obama is just allowing this to happen in order to get people all riled up, fighting each other. And then he can use civil unrest as a pretext for martial law. As in Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, rule number 3, whenever possible, look for ways to increase insecurity, anxiety, and uncertainty. Now, I don't know if I'd go that far in analyzing the motives of the Obama administration. I've actually read some people even say that Matt Drudge and Alex Jones are secret agents of the Obama administration paid to stir up the conservatives so that the government can come in and take our guns. Well, I do believe people are evil. And I wouldn't put it past demagogues to create social chaos to increase their own power. But I can't imagine the Obama administration being that clever. You see, I also believe in the backfire principle. Whenever evil people plot evil, it always comes back upon them. Proverbs 26:27, he who digs a pit will fall into it, and he who rolls a stone, it will come back on him. Psalm 7:14, he conceives mischief and brings forth falsehood. He has dug a pit and hollowed it out, and has fallen into the hole that he has made. His mischief will return upon his own head. Proverbs 28:10, he who leads the upright astray in an evil way will himself fall into his own pit, but the blameless will inherit the good. For example, the Obama administration thought that they could cover up the attack on the embassy in Benghazi so that the public would think Al-Qaeda's on the run and the president was being very successful in foreign policy. It backfired. It made the president look worse. The administration also thought that in freeing the POW, Bergdahl, the president would look like a hero. That too backfired. And I believe that the current attempt to pass amnesty for illegals through the DCAC, I am confident it too will backfire. The president is setting back immigration reform a whole decade, and he's causing it to fall out of favor with the public. And this will eventually lead to hurting the immigrants, not helping them. And this is always the result of lawlessness. So he began this program with 2 Chronicles 28:16. Judah, southern Israel, had an ungodly king named Ahaz. And he reigned for 16 years from 732 to 716 BC. And in his reign, nothing went well for Israel. The Edomites attacked Israel from the west. The Philistines attacked from the east. So Ahaz decided to ask for help from the Empire of Assyria. But rather than helping, Assyria conquered Judah. And the text says, the Lord humbled Judah because of Ahaz, king of Israel. For he had brought about a lack of restraint in Judah and was very unfaithful to the Lord. The leader of the country was not only responsible for bad policy, but he brought about all sorts of immorality and lawlessness in the land because of his example. Now, currently, we have a president who is actively affirming and legalizing homosexuality in America. Imagine what a difference it would make if Ben Carson becomes a president. His stance for Christian values, his opposition to homosexual marriage, would change the whole dialogue in our country. The president sets the tone. Proverbs 29:2. When the righteous increase, the people rejoice, but when a wicked man rules, people groan. Now, 2 final points. Some are saying that the president, in pushing for amnesty for illegals, is showing compassion toward the poor. I mean, after all, doesn't the scripture teach that we are to welcome foreigners? But America is already compassionate toward foreigners. We naturalize 760,000 foreigners into America every year. And that's a huge number. There are 3.9 million births in the United States. So for every 5 Americans born every year in the United States, there is one new immigrant. And 760,000 is a huge number of people to incorporate into our society. I don't think there's any other country in the world that allows that much immigration into their country. I was speaking with some Mexican young people, and they asked me, why doesn't America give citizenship to these illegals? And I asked them, how many foreigners do they think are allowed to become citizens in the United States every year? And they said, 5,000? 10,000? I told them it was 760,000. And they were shocked. They never heard that. And then they understood why the country has limits. A country doesn't survive if it opens the borders and allows foreigners to come at will. Let me suggest that the current policy encouraging illegal immigration is not compassion. It actually hurts the stranger, deceives the stranger. They are being led to America under a false pretense. I was recently talking with a couple who comes from another country, and they share with me how all of their relatives and friends back home think that all Americans are rich and everything is given to you here. But they try to tell these people that the reality is America is a very hard place to live because everything is so expensive. Most people would be better off living off the land in their villages than to come to America and to try to survive in one of America's big cities. It is arrogance and a shallow understanding of other countries to think that people are always better off coming to America. Now, finally, the breaking down of our borders, we know, is a judgment on our nation. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 43, "The alien who is among you shall rise above you higher and higher, but you will go down lower and lower." This is already happening in Europe. France is gone. It will soon be a Muslim country. And it's not because the Muslims invade it like in the Middle Ages. Remember the Battle of Tours? The Franks pushed back the Muslim invasion of Europe. But now in the 21st century, the French have opened the doors to the Muslims and have given them their land. Because the French themselves don't even believe in Christianity anymore. The same thing happened in ancient Rome. By the 4th century, the citizens of Rome hated their own empire. Rome no longer had a moral basis for existing. Same thing's happening in America. Secular liberals no longer believe in America. They hate the Christian foundation of our country. They hate personal and economic freedom. And they have an affinity for communism, socialism, and globalism. They want to sell the store. Now, I have to admit that the prospect of Deuteronomy 28:43, "the foreigner will rise higher and higher, but you will go lower and lower," upset me personally. Remember the Jews' response to Jesus when he pronounced their judgment? That the vineyard would be taken from them and given to another? They said, "May it never be." But let me say something that I don't think I would have said 10 years ago. Do what you can to warn the ungodly of their future. Cast your vote for righteous politicians, but don't be personally upset by the selling out of America. For two reasons. First, when barbarians invade, the judgment mostly falls upon the ungodly. It is the land, the jobs, the pensions, the government jobs and pensions of the ungodly that first disappear. The Christian who works with his own hands, provides legitimate goods and services, who lays up his treasures in heaven, will not be greatly affected. And remember, our citizenship is in heaven. We're only sojourners here. I can witness to poor, illegal aliens living across the street from me just as much as I can witness to rich, limousine liberals living across the street from me. In fact, those rich, limousine liberals have been rejecting the gospel for so long that maybe it's time for them to be replaced. And it's not true that the Hispanic community will be voting Democrat. What I've been seeing in the grassroots is that the Hispanic families are more conservative than the white liberal families. And I believe for a while that the prospects of overturning abortion and homosexual marriage and socialism in our state will come from the immigrant community. The Hispanics were in the majority at the March for Marriage in Washington. There is a principle that God lays down in the scripture that if the people of the land abandon God, they and their descendants lose the land. Psalm 37:9, for evildoers will be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord, they will inherit the land. Yet a little while and the wicked man will be no more. You will look carefully for his place and he will not be there. But the humble will inherit the land and delight themselves in abundant prosperity. And this was the terms of the Mosaic Covenant. If Israel did not obey the Lord God, just as God removed the Canaanites from the land, God would remove the Israelites. Deuteronomy 4:25. When you become the father of children and children's children, and have remained long in the land, and act corruptly, and do that which is evil in the sight of the Lord, so as to provoke him to anger, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that you will surely perish quickly from the land where you are going over the Jordan to possess it. You shall not live long on it, but you will be utterly destroyed. And we see this principle also in the New Testament. When the Jews did not receive the message of the gospel, Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly and said, "It was necessary that the word of God be spoken to you first. Since you repudiate it and judge yourself unworthy of eternal life, behold, we are turning to the Gentiles." If a people refuse to listen to God, then God gives the opportunity to others. As is taught in Romans chapter 11, the one group of people who are unappreciative and did not listen to God, they were grafted out, and God grafted in another group. Romans 11:22, "Behold then the kindness and severity of God, to those who fell severity, but to you God's kindness, if you continue in his kindness. Otherwise, you also will be cut off." The Christian community may not be able to save America from the judgment she deserves, a replacement of the current population, but that's okay. "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." You've been listening to God and Country Radio. You can listen to this program again or dozens of other past programs at godandcountryradio.org. There you can email us with comments, questions, suggestions. GodandCountryRadio.org. Thank you for listening today. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, help your people to be secure in the knowledge that their citizenship is in heaven. That is the city of righteousness that will have no end. May we point people to our King, the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.